On a sunny morning, James Weathers is hanging out at a community center in Harrisonburg before he heads to work. Like many of his friends here, he spent months struggling to find a place to live.
You just get discouraged, you know, out here like this. And when you have money, you know, they tell you affordable housing, and they come with you $850. That's not affordable.
After almost a year of experiencing homelessness, Weathers is about to move into a subsidized apartment he found by navigating the city's social support network. But on this night, as the sun and temperature drop, he's in a line of people outside a church waiting to board a city bus headed for the hills of Rockingham County. That's where Open Doors has repurposed a retreat center into a shelter for the first part of the season. Joel Ballou is the nonprofit's executive director.
When we were looking for a place to operate this year, we had to shift what we've always done.
Before the pandemic, organizations like Open Doors relied on local faith centers to offer a warm place to sleep on a rotating basis.
Many of those places have a lot tighter spaces than social distancing guidelines allow, and so we've needed to look for bigger spaces.
Across the state, Matthew Stern faced a similar challenge. He leads Hampton Roads Ecumenical Lodgings and Provisions, or HELP for short. First, the HELP staff had to find a church large enough to give over 100 people enough space to maintain a healthy distance.
The other navigation that we had to work through is the planning and zoning for the city of Hampton, because a church is not really zoned to be a residential facility.
Stern explains that officials agreed to not enforce the zoning restrictions so HELP could use the church through spring. Meanwhile, in Richmond, the city's cold weather shelter will not open this year. Instead, local nonprofits have set up a non-congregate approach that includes expanding the motel voucher system they've used throughout the pandemic.
It's a replacement of the hypothermia component, but it's also an evolution of the cold weather shelter.
Kelly Kinghorn is executive director at Homeward, which leads the regional homeless service network. She says the new system takes into account social distancing protocol while also providing services that can help people find permanent housing. But some say closing the shelter could leave people in the cold. Alex Wagaman is an associate professor at Virginia Commonwealth University who researches youth homelessness.
I'm not arguing the cold weather shelter was an ideal solution, but it was always accessible.
Wagaman says youth, LGBTQ folks, and people not classified as high risk for COVID may struggle to get a voucher. There are a lot of holes in homeless safety nets, and more work needed to change that, says Justice Valentine with Advocates for Richmond Youth, an organization established by people who've experienced housing instability. But there are some immediate changes communities can make, says Valentine.
One, opening cold weather shelter. Two, making sure that there are non-tokenizing roles for people who have lived experience.
The coming months are cloaked in uncertainty, but with the end of daylight saving time, nightfall will come sooner, and so will its chill. I'm Kat Maudlin-Jackson.